I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Voters head to the polls today for Lebanon's first parliamentary election since 2018. More than 100,000 Lebanese living abroad voted last weekend. Unfortunately, there's little hope for real change. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki explains.
What Lebanon was hoping for is that more bipartisan groups that put Lebanon first, the country of Lebanon first, the needs of the people first. That doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Nonetheless, hope remains.
Regardless who gets elected, we are already seeing a significant change in the lives of the people of Lebanon because they're looking for change elsewhere, and that change is found in our spiritual message.
And during the invasion of Ukraine, Russia has used forced conscription in the Donbass region to fill the ranks of its fighting force. Not only that, but these men are receiving little, if any, training used as cannon fodder on the battlefield. Many have reported a lack of food and water. The Voice of the Martyrs Korea has contact with churches in the Donbass region, says Eric Foley.
We hear reports from pastors about the mandatory conscription of all people within a certain age range. These are questions that Christians are having to ask. Must I serve in the military in this situation? What I think we have is not Christians deciding whether or not to be faithful, but really praying about how to be faithful.
Of course, this isn't the first time Christians have had to grapple with forced military service or similar situations. Please ask the Holy Spirit to give wisdom. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.